to have one more gathering.
And
well, we give glory and honor to our most honored King that is among us, King Jesus Christ. That is the reason we gather. That is the kingdom. Christ, Jesus Christ, is the King of your life. Jesus Christ is the King of my life. And that is the King. That is the kingdom. He's the King among us. And He has promised that if we gather in His name, Jesus Christ will not only be present in each one of us, but He will also be present in our meetings. So, if Jesus Christ is present, He's present because He has something to speak to us.
Amen.
And so, if we speak by the Spirit, we are speaking the word of truth from Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. So if we are speaking under the anointing, our words can be spirit and life. Actually, we should be speaking by the Spirit all the time. So then our words become spirit and life. But remember the other side of that. Sometimes our words can speak death and not life. So we want to speak life and truth. So I want you to turn to the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke. Brother Luke. Did you know that Brother Luke is here in our meeting? Oh yes, Brother Paul, Brother Moses, Brother Elijah, all of the heavenly host attend our meetings. When we are in the Spirit, they are present with us. And they're watching our overcoming. I'm sorry, did I say chapter 8? Luke chapter 8. And I want you to go down, we'll start in verse 40. Okay, Luke chapter 8 and verse 40. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received Him, for they were all waiting for Him.
And
verse 41, and behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was the ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought Him that He would come into His house. For he had one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him, they pressed him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years which had spent all her living on the physicians, neither could she be healed of any. Verse 44. Came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood staunched or was healed.
Amen. 43 እና 44 እኔ ተነበበው ላንብበው ከ12 አመት ጀምሮ ደም የሚፈሳት ሴት ነበረች። ትዳሯንም ሁሉ ለባለሙያዎች ከስራ ማንንም ሊፈውሳት አልቻለው። በኋላውም ቀርባ የልብሱን ጫፍ ዳሰሰች፣ የደሟም ፈሳሽ በዚያን ጊዜ ቆመ።
In 45 and Jesus said, Who touched me? When everybody denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and thou sayest, Who touched me? And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him, and she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately.
Amen. ቁጥር 46 እና 47 ኢየሱስ ግን አንድ ሰው ዳሶኛል ኃይል ከእኔ እንደወጣ እኔ አውቃለሁና አለ። ሴቲቱም እንዳልተሰወረች ባየች ጊዜ እየተንቀጠቀጠች መጣ በፊቱ ተደፋች። በምን ምክንያትም እንደዳሰሰችው ፈጥና እንደተፈወሰች በሕዝቡ ሁሉ ፊት አወራች። እሱም ልጅ ሆይ እምነትሽ አድኖሻል በሰላም ሂጂ አላት።
And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole, go in peace. Salam.
ልጅ ሆይ እምነትሽ አድኖሻልና በሰላም Yes, you are right.
I learned one word in Ethiopian. Salam. So now I am speaking Ethiopian. Actually, it's Amharic, correct? Yeah, okay. Okay. Who is the woman? Remember Brother Mark taught and said, Who is the woman? The woman always is a type of the church.
Yes.
And the church is us. Now, this woman came to Jesus because she had some problems in her she had some problems inside of her. Now the scripture says that she had a problem with the issue in her blood. So in other words, she had a physical problem and she knew it.
ችግሩን ደግሞ ተቀላለስ እናረጋው ያካል በአካሏ የተሸከመችው በሽታ አለ ማለት ነው። ያ ደግሞ ያካሏ በሽታ ሁሉ ጊዜ ለውስጧ ጥያቄ ነው።
But let me tell you, the problem went deeper than that.
ልንገራችሁ ግን አንድ ነገር ከዛ ችግሯ ይልቅ የጠለቀው ችግር ምን እንደነበር።
She had some serious problems in her soul.
በነፍሷ ላይ የበለጠ ደግሞ ከስጋዋ ከተሸከመችው ይልቅ የነፍስ ሸክም ነበረባት ችግር ጥያቄ።
Now you know that when you are afflicted in your physical body, it affects your mental.
የሚገባችሁ ነገር ይኖራል። ስጋችሁ በሆነ በሽታ በታመመ ቁጥር ስጋችሁ ብቻ ሳይሆን አእምሯችሁ በብዙ ሰላም ማጣት፣ በብዙ መረበሽ፣ በብዙ መጨነቅ እንደሚማር።
It affects your emotions.
ስሜታችሁን ይነካል።
Now, this woman, she went to all the physicians and it says that she spent her money on these physicians and she was not any better.
እንደምታቆት እቺት እንደነበብነው ገንዘቧን ሁሉ በባለመድኃኒቶች ምን ብላ ከስራ ይላል ጨረሳ ምንም መፍትሄ ያላገኘች ነበር።
Now it kind of sounds like you and I.
አንዳንድ ጊዜ እኮ ልክ እንደዚህ አይነት ሴት ደማይ ፍሰሰን እንጂ የተለያየ እናም ጋር ጥያቄ ችግር ይኖራል።
We have problems and we try everything we can to solve our problems And then we go to Jesus. Doesn't that sound like all of us? I'm guilty. We try everything to work it out and nothing works. Finally, we go to Jesus.
Amen.
So Lord, forgive us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But you know, when Jesus came in her midst, she knew, this is my last hope. She had a knowing that this is it. She hoped that the doctors could help her, but they couldn't. Now, this is her last hope. But somehow, she has a knowing inside of her that this is the real deal. This is the real hope.
Yes. እነተኛው ተስፋዬ እነተኛው አዳኝ ዛሬ በዚህ ተገይቷልለች.
Now, I want you to understand a little bit about her coming to Jesus.
እንዴት ወደ ክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ እንደመጣች ትንሽ ታሪኳን እንመልከት. አመጣጧ.
First of all, in that society, the men would take the women and the women would be like secondary. They would not be equal with the men, you know. So the men were surrounding Jesus as well as his disciples.
ኢየሱስ ይሄን ሁኔታ ይያዩ ብዙ ምጽበ ደግሞ ያጋፋው ባለበት ሰዓት ነው ታሪኩ የተፈጸመ.
And so here is this little woman and she's sick and she wants to get to Jesus.
አሰው እቺ ትንሽ ሴት ደም በመፍሰስ ሰውነቷ በሙሉ ያለቀ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስን ልትነካ ስትነሳ. አሜን.
Now I want you to understand.
እንትረዱ ፈልጋለሁ.
It wasn't so easy.
ቀላል እንዳልነበረ ለሷ እንድትረዱ ፈልጋለሁ. እነት ነው አይደል? ምክንያቱም ሰውነቷ ምን ብሏል ደሞ? በሷ አልቋት.
She had to press through the crowd.
ያ ሁሉ የሚያጨናንቅ ያ ሁሉ የሚያጋፋ ህዝብ አልፎ ጌታን ለመንካት ቀላል ነው እንዴ?
And people are trying to push her back.
ምክንያቱም አንዳንድ ሰው ምን ሊያደርጋት ይችላል? ሊገፈትራት ይችላል.
But she had something in her heart that this is my last hope. I must touch Jesus. You know, brethren, we have things in our life and we are going to have to press in.
ምን ማለት ነው? በህይወታችን ጌታን ለመቀረብ አብዝተን መጥጋት አብዝተን መጥመሮት ወደሱ.
It's not just praying the little prayer, oh Jesus help me with this problem.
ዝም ብሎ ከሆነ ችግራችን ላይ ጌታው ይሄን ችግሬን ፍታው ብቻ ብሎ መጸለይ ሳይሆን በጣም የተበቀ ከጌታ ጋር ህብረትን የሚቀጥል ግንኙነትን ማድረግ.
We're talking about something inside of her where she says, this is it. I must touch Jesus.
Hallelujah. በልቧ እንደምትል ይመስለኛል አንዴ ጨዋታ አላት አቅም ብታጣ. ዛሬ ቀኔ ነው ዛሬ ጌታን መዳሰስ አለብኝ ዛሬ ያስጨነቀኝ መራገፍ አለበት የሚል ውስጧ ብርቱ ጨዋታ ነው ዛም ይገፈጠራል.
Now, it doesn't say it in the scripture, but I believe she was saying in her heart, Jesus, don't pass by me. Don't pass by me.
ቃሉ ላይ አልተጻፈም ግን እንዲረዳለሁ ንጭሴት እንዲያለች መስለኛል. እባክ ጌታው የሁሉ ቢያጋፋ ማትለፈኝ እባክ ጌታው ሁሉ ቢያጋፋ ምን አትበለ የሚል ጮህት ያለ ይመስለኛል ባይጻፈም በዚህ ጭሴት ነው.
I can't miss this opportunity.
እንዲያለች መስለኛል ዛሬ ይሄ እድል በፍጹም እኔ ላልፈል አይገባም. አሜን አትሉ?
Brethren, This is the opportunity of a lifetime. The word that we are bringing to you is the opportunity of a lifetime. It is that pearl of great price. That it is the great treasure that is worth more than anything this world could ever give us. At this point, after she spent everything she had, money didn't mean anything to her. She wanted a touch from Jesus. And she would not be denied. And she pressed in. And you know what happened when she pressed in? She broke through the crowd. What is the crowd? Those things that hold us down. Those little problems in our life. Yes, yes. All the lies, all the doubts, all the fears, all the problems. Oh, I want to touch Jesus, but I don't know if I can break through this crowd. You know, I had a problem at one time in my life. I had a real problem with deep, dark depression. And it was like this dark cloud. I'm talking about since I believed, when I'm a Christian now. And I would go into this place in my soul where I was just down, 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 beaten down. And sometimes I didn't even want to talk to my wife. Just wanted to go be alone, and the Spirit was holding me. And it was preventing me from pressing in to touch Jesus. But one day, I broke through the crowd. And I touched Jesus. And I was delivered from the depression. You know, there was a man named Jacob that wrestled with the angel. And he wrestled all night. And finally, when the morning was coming, he said, "I won't let you go till you bless me." Who do you think Jacob is? Every one of us, we're wrestling, struggling with our problems. Hallelujah, but he had something inside of him. "I won't let you go till you bless me." And it was at that point when Jacob received the blessing, you will no longer be called Jacob that struggles with God, but his name was changed and he became Israel, the father of the faithful. Do you know that Jacob broke through for his people in his time? Let us go back to the story. Jesus knew that when she touched him, something went out of him. He said, "Who touched me?" They said, "Lord, there's people all around you. Everybody's touching you." Did you know that? There were many that were touching him. He said, no, there's one that touched me. Because virtue went out of me. What was the difference between the crowd touching him and this woman touching him? She touched him because she knew she could get something from Jesus that would heal her. Not only heal her body, the issue of blood, but would heal all those hurts in her soul. Listen, Jesus Christ wants to heal our body. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord thy healer. He can heal these bodies. He's our Creator. But something beyond that, Jesus wants to touch our soul. And he wants to change us forever. Just like Jacob was changed to Israel. He wants us to be changed to the image and likeness of Christ. Now, what happened when she touched him? She said in her heart, "If I can touch him, I know I'll be made whole." She already solved her problem. She solved her problem because she said, "If I can do this, Jesus will do this." But you know what? She believed in her heart.
Hallelujah. She was in heart. She believed him.
Right. Now, what happened when she touched Jesus and the virtue came out? Remember now, the problem was in her blood. Your problem is your blood. My problem is my blood. Do you know what we mean? All of those blood ancestors. Ancestral spirits. Tribal spirits. National spirits. All those things we learned from our parents. That was against Jesus. And what happened was, His blood touched her blood. Because she drew the life out of Jesus. Hallelujah! This same Jesus is here now. This same blood is here now. This same life is here now. What is pressing you, keeping you down? God is asking each one of us, I want you to break through for your family. I want you to break through for your people. I want you to break through for Ethiopia and your people. Listen, I believe a seed was planted. And I believe Sister Ruth had a cry in her heart. And I have been in meetings in the U.S. where Ruth was there. And I remember Sister Ruth crying out to God, "Save my people, Ethiopia." I'm telling you, she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. She broke through. And you are a recipient. You are the receivers of her victory, her overcoming. Two things I want to say to you. Number one, just say in your heart right now, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, don't pass me by. I don't want to miss this opportunity. The second thing is, I want to press in and break through. I want to break through for my own life. I know the problems in my life. And I want to break through for my family. Come on. We all want our families to be saved.
Amen.
I want Jesus Christ is here today. And the power of His blood is present here today. Let us reach out and get that virtue.
Amen.
Let us pull down that virtue and say, Lord, heal this sickness in my body. Lord, heal this hurt in my soul. Lord, I want to break through for my family. I want to break through for my people. I want to break through for Ethiopia. I think before we pray, Mark, do you have something that you could add before we pray?
Yeah.
Please.
Amen.
Let me check.
Amen. Amen. I just want to add a couple of little things to this story.
Amen.
The first thing that I saw as Jim was reading this is, why didn't Jesus just leave that woman alone after she got her healing? She got what she wanted. I mean, she didn't want to make a big to-do about it. She didn't want attention. Why couldn't he just leave her alone? Let me be anonymous. Don't make a public spectacle of this.
Yes. በህዝብ ዘንድ ታዋቂ ብዙ ግርግር የሚፈጥር ሰው ለመሆን አይደለም ምኞቷ እንደዛ አይነት እኛ ምኞት ከውስጣችን ይወጣ አሜን
I don't need a confrontation I just need to be healed that's all
እኔ መፈወስ ይበቃኛል ያለች ናት አሜን ነው ሌላ ግርግር ሌላ ድናቂ አልፈልግም
But the problem is she wanted something of him for free
አንድ ያወቀችው የገባት ነገር ግን ከክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ነፃ ኃይልና ነፃ ፈውስ እንደሚወጣ መረዳቷ
She'd already paid to doctors and didn't get anything.
ምክንያቱም እኮ ከዛ በፊት በብዙ ዶክተሮች ከስራለች በብዙ ባለመድኃኒቶች ገንዘቧን ሁሉ አጥታ ጨርሳለች
And now she knew she could get it.
አሁን ግን አንድ ነገር ገብቷታል
And she wasn't going to pay for it.
ከክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ደግሞ በነፃ የምታገኘው ለማግኘት ዋጋው እምነት መሆኑ አሜን
See, paying for it meant she was going to have to face him face to face.
Yes.
Now here's the problem. We want the healing, we want the miracle. And he has allowed us to be in the trouble we're in so that we can have a new confrontation with him.
በቀደመኛ ቤት እኔ ቤት ትዝላቸው አለ አይደል ጳውሎስን ምን አለው ጸጋዬ ይበቃል
And you're not going to get it free
ስለዚህ ወገኖቼ እግዚአብሔር በቃ የሆነ ስጋችሁ ብቻ ተፈውሶ ከሱ እንድትለዩ ሳይሆን ስጋችሁን ፈውሶ ነፍሱን በእናንተ ህይወታችሁን ነፍስ አጣብቆ ማስቀረት ነው
What are you going to have to pay
ምንድን ነው እናንተ ለመክፈል የምትፈልጉት
He's after something in your soul if you're going to get this from him.
Amen. ስለዚህ ውድ ወጋ ነፍስናት አሜን አትሉ?
አሜን.
ለጌታ ውድ አርጋችሁ መከፈል ያለባችሁ ምናችሁ ነው? ነፍሳችሁ ነው.
Shall we say?
እንዲህ ማለት
Do I dare to say he put you in that trouble so that he could get you out?
እግዚአብሔር ወይ አንተ ራስ መከራ ውስጥ አስገብተ በእንዲህ አይነት ሰርተ እንደገና ደግሞ ፈውሰ ታወጣለህ ማለት ነው ወይ ብለን እንጠይቅ
And if you just go on all your life stewing in that trouble, you're never going to get what God wanted to give you.
ወገኖቼ እግዚአብሔር ትልቁ ዋጋው በመከራ ያሳለፈ እዛ ውስጥ እኛን ማስቀረ ሳይሆን ነፍሳችንን ከሱ ጋር አጣቆም ምክንያትንበት ደረጃ ጋር ለማድረስ እየሰራንኛን የሚሄድበት መንገድ ሊሆን ይችላል መከራ።
See, this is what it means when the wise virgin said to the foolish ones,
እነዛ ካጥሩ ቆነጃጅቶች ደናገሎች አምስቱ ሰነፎች ላይ አምስቱ ጥበበኞች እንደተናገሩት
I can't give you any of my oil. I had to pay for it. And you're going to have to pay for it. Yeah. Now, yes, she had faith. She had to overcome a lot of things to do what she did. You see, she was considered unclean.
ራሷንም ደግሞ አንድ ሚዮክሳን ነገር ነበር ቀድም እንዳልኳችሁ ደም እየተሰበሰበ እንደርኩስ ስለሚቆጣ ምናልባት የረከሰች ብለው ያስቡኝ ይሆን የሚል ባምሮዋ የሚያቃጭልባት ይመስለኛል
She had a continuing menstrual that just would not stop
ምክንያቱም ያ እንደ ወር አበባ አትሉት ሁሉ ጊዜ እየፈሰሰ የሚቆም ነገር ስላልነበረ በቃ ማንም ወደ መቅደስ የማይጠጋት የረከሰች አድርጎ ይቆጠራል
And she was getting weak I'm sure she was getting anemic you know the horrible things doctors would do to you in those days is they would drain more blood out of you
በዛን ጊዜ የነበሩ ሐኪሞች እንደሚያደርጉ ይመስለኛል አሁን እንኳን ዘመን ላይ ደም ይተካ በዛ ጊዜ ግን እንደውም ደም የሲፈስ የበለጠ በሽታ ብሮ ይወጣል የሚሉ አይነት ናቸው
so A woman in that condition, nobody could touch her. She couldn't touch anybody. And these Jewish laws were very, very stringent about these things. I mean there was no mercy. You were a leper, you got thrown right out of town and locked in behind a gate somewhere. unclean. I'm surprised they didn't make the woman call unclean as she's walking the street. So, you know, and it kind of struck me another thing as I'm thinking about what Jim was reading here today. She was a loser. Do you have the term loser?
Yes. ይቺ ሴት ሁሉ ጊዜ ምትከሰር ምታጣ በቃ እንደዚህ አይነት ህይወት የምትኖር ነበር
You know basically you're reaching beyond words you're ministering to what the world would say these are the losers
እኔ ያለሁት በዘበኛው ምሳሌ ለምሳሌ እናንተ ግሯቸው reaching beyond word ዝም ብሎ ምግብን ብቻ ያያደለው ያለበሳ የዘላለም ህይወት እነዚህ ልጆች ውስጥ የማይገባ ከሆነ ምን ይባላሉ እድልን የሚያጡ
You didn't make a church for the wealthy and the captains and the princes and the politicians. Now, Jesus was to everyone. To the highest and to the lowest losers. He ministered to Nicodemus, Sanhedrin man. Do you know that he even ministered to Pilate when Pilate was ready to sentence him to death? Yes, he did.
Yes.
He was interested in saving Pilate's soul. He said, Jesus, how was it? Pilate said to him, Are you a king? And he said, who showed that to you? Did you see that yourself or did someone tell you that? He wanted Pilate to come out and say, yes, you are king.
See,
he wanted the king to say that you are really the king. You know, his encounter with Pilate troubled that man so badly. I wonder if maybe he repented.
So he
had a ministry to the rich, the powerful. And he had a ministry to the lost. You know, it's like I almost could hear Bartimaeus, the blind man.
Yes.
Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And you know, the crowd, Shut him up, get him away from here.
He's making
a scene.
You know,
these 12 disciples, some of them were acting like some of these guys that get around these big evangelists, you know, keep the crowd away. You know, security guards.
But that
isn't what Jesus was training them to do. But they thought their job was to shield him from the crowd. And it wasn't until Jesus said about Bartimaeus, call him, tell him to come. Oh, he's calling for you. Come on now. You can come now. Yeah. Lepers. Poor woman taken in adultery. They're ready to stone her. He didn't care. The other thing that I saw is Jim read the first part. Jesus was on his way to do something else.
Jesus Christos ወደሆነ ቦታ እያለፈ እንዳላን በበናል አይደለ አጋጣሚ በሚመስል ሁኔታ ነው የዚች ሴት ሰብሮ መግባት ነበር የመንጋት ነገር
አንይበል. He was going to heal Jairus's daughter. He was the ruler of the synagogue.
ያን በዛ ሁኔታ ውስጥ እያለፈ የኢያኢሮስ ልጅ ምን አድርጓል እዛ ምኩራብ ውስጥ ፈውሷል.
He was an important man.
አስፈላጊ ሰው ነበር እንደ ኢያኢሮስ.
Yeah.
Yes. አው ነበር.
And this poor almost beggar woman interrupted.
እቺ በጣም ደሃ የሆነ ሴት ገንዘቧን የከሰረች በብዙ ነገር ያለች ግን አቆመች አቋረጠች.
Now listen to this.
አድምጡ ይሄን.
Healing Jairus's daughter, it was the will of God. It was the purpose of God. It was the right direction. But something else came in. Now listen, we need to discern these interruptions. Somebody could say, oh, that's the devil. That's of the devil. The devil interrupted. No, my purpose. But Jesus was so sensitive. He said, no. We take care of this first.
ስሙ አለ ግን ወደዛችኛው ከመሄዱ በፊት የዚች
No, wait a minute.
ይጨረሳለብናል።
The dying girl? This woman can wait. I do the dying girl first.
የሞተችው ሙታለች? ኦልሬዲ ምን ብላለች? ሙታለች። እቺ ግን እዛስ ከመدرس درس በማል ምን ተደየው? ተሞቴውን ስለዚህ
See, you go to the hospital for and there's a woman that's been bleeding for years and years and years and there's a dying girl. Which one is the doctor going to take care of first?
እና ይቻውን የገባቸው ለመሞት በጣም እድሉ አከዛችኛው የሰፋው ነው ካያችሁ ወዴትኛ ነው የምታደሉት መልስ ለተሞት ወደ ደረሰች
Okay so he was interrupted
ስለዚህ እንደዛ ነው ልክ ጌታ ያደረገው ለዚች 12 አመት ደም ለፈሰሰ
Now didn't it say that Jairus's daughter died
While he yet spake, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not.
Don't bother anymore. See, do you see how completely different from our thinking the Spirit is moving?
የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስና የኛ አስተሳሰብ ደግሞ አንድ የማይሆንበት ጊዜ እንዳለ ተረዳላችሁ
Jesus could easily have said the girl is dying I need to hurry
ልጅቱ ሙታለች ወደዛ ደግሞ መሄድ አለብን ለማስመሰት ነው ያለው ጌታ
I can't be stopping I can't be talking to this woman on the way I need to just press right on we need to get to Jairus's house
ወደ ኢያይሮስ ቤት መሄድ አለብን
Here I am, I've wasted a half hour trying to figure out who this woman is. Finally she comes out, admits it, and then I have to talk to her, you know.
ተመልከቱ ግን በመሃል ከግማሽ ሰዓት በላይ ይሆናል ያጠፋው ብዬ ገምታለሁ። እንዴት ታገኘ? ተፈወሰች? አነጋገረ? አይደል እንደሱ ከሱ እንደወጣ ወቀ?
But that wasn't it.
ተመልከቱ እንግዲህ ሆነው ነገር።
He had a miracle for Jairus too.
በዛ ብቻ ላቆማም ነው። መጀመሪያ ለተነሳለት ለሄደበትም ዓላማ የኢያሪሶን ልጅ አትስቷል አሜን ነው
And you see he had to take that woman and he had to look her straight in the face
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ያቺን ሴት እንዲነቀጥታ ያያት
And he had to tell her your faith has made you whole
እንዴ ያላ ፍለፊት ያየ ልጅ ሆይ እምነትሽ አሁን አድኖሻል በሰላም ሂጂ
Be of good comfort. You're okay.
ወለት ትክክለኛውን አገኝተሻል ለምንሽ ሆኖልሻለሁ በሰላም
Now you go in peace.
በሰላም
Now what happens to somebody when you look straight in the face of Jesus?
እሺ በክርስቶስ ፊት ለፊት ክርስቶስ እናንተን ሲያይ ወይ እናንተ ስታዩት ምን እንዲሆንላችሁ ነው የምትፈልጉ ምን እየጠየቃችሁ
You cannot be the same person you were.
እናንተ ማለት ያቺ ሴት አይደላችሁም ያቺ ሴት ማለት እናንተ አይደላችሁም የሁላችን ጥያቄ እንደየቀን ነው ልክ ነው አይደል ስለዚህ ምን ይሆን የምትጠይቁት ነው
even if he didn't say anything you cannot be the same
ምንም ነገር እንኳን ሳይናገር የመፈወስ ችሎታ እንደው ጌታ አሜን
listen I saw him straight in his face
ለምሳሌ አሁን የኢየሱስ ፊት ቀጥታ ያዋለሁ
when I was in the hospital after they opened me up from here to here and put new blood vessel in my heart
ልክ እንደዚህ እኔ አንድ ጊዜ ቀዶ ጥገና ተደርጎልኛል እዚህ አሁን ያሳያችሁ አካባቢ ከልባቸው ጀምሮ ነው ያሉት በዛ ሰዓት ግን እኔ ፊት ለፊት ከጌታዬ ጋር ነበር ጌታዬ ነበር ማለት
He stood I'm laying in bed And he stood right here
ልክ እንደዚህ እኔ በተኛሁበት ባልጋ በግሬ ትይዩ እንደዚህ አየው ነበር
And I saw his face
ልክ ልፍ ለፊት አየሁት
And I tell you I will never ever forget the face that I saw.
ደሞቼ በህይወቴ ዘመን አረሳውም ያንን ፊት እስካሁን ድረስ ምን አይነት ፊት እንዳየሁ ይገባኛል አሜን.
It's not a face I could ever draw a picture of.
በስዕል ልገልጸው አልችልም ያንን ፊት ልዩ ነው.
His face changed from one thing to another thing.
ፊቱ ከአንድ ወደ ሌላ ነገር ይለወጥ ነበር ምክንያቱም እንደሚያበራ.
I saw the pain I saw the anger in his face.
በሱ ፊት ላይ አዘን ነበር.
I saw how upset he was with his church. Listen, he's not laughing.
That's right.
And I know what he said. Did I ever tell you this before?
No.
I never told you?
No.
I thought I told it everywhere.
No, you never told
us. Okay, let me tell you what happened. I don't want to tell you the whole story of my being in the hospital and I almost died. Doctors thought I died. They were screaming and hollering at one another, you know. I could hear them. Doctors hollering at nurses, give him something, give him this, give him that. I heard a nurse say, well, I gave him some, I gave him 30 or I gave him 50. Well, give him more, the doctor. We're losing him. His blood pressure is way down to 20 or something. Anyway, that was before the surgery. I'm just telling you, I went where I was in two worlds for about 2 weeks. I had one foot here in this world, and I had one foot, part of me was in the Holy of Holies. My wife was driving me down to the hospital. I knew I was in trouble. And I said to the Lord, I'm in trouble. And I know that if I call upon you when I'm in trouble, you will tell me what the trouble is. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke very clearly to me. He said, "For you are dead." How would you like the Lord to tell you that? It isn't what I wanted to hear. I wanted him to say, "Yay, my son, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Be of good cheer."
You know?
So when it wasn't what I wanted to hear, I knew it was God. So later on, when they revived me here in the emergency, and then I began to tell, everybody came and said, you know, the doctor said, "Well, you had a heart attack." And I said, "Doctor, how can this be? I'm a good man. I live a good life. I don't smoke, I never have, I don't drink. I don't do wicked things." Doctor said, "Well, it happened." Nurse comes in. "Oh, so you had a heart attack." So I tell her the same thing. Tell her how good I am. My family comes in. The one son, he comes and teases me and he says, "Dad, you're going to have to quit those cigarettes." I said, no, I don't smoke cigarettes. After all this, and I'm telling God, I don't deserve this. And the voice of the Spirit says to me again,
የጌታ ድምጽ እንደገና መጣ
Job's complaint.
Job,
the book of Job.
Book of Job?
Yaakov, tarika metal.
What? I'm complaining?
እንደ ኢዮብ እየተከራከርከኝ ነው አለ አላቸው እግዚአብሔር እኔ እንደ ኢዮብ ተከራከርኩ እንዳልኩኝ
I am complaining
እኔ ነኝ እየተከራከረ ያልኩ እግዚአብሔር
To you, God?
And
then I went and looked up, and yes, I found that Job was complaining. Job was telling all those guys that came to visit him what a good guy he was.
ታውቃላችሁ ከዛ በኋላ እግዚአብሔርን ጋራ ተከራክሮ እግዚአብሔር ግን እንግዲህ ወገብህን ምን በል ታጠቅ እንደውም እንደወንድ ነው ያለው
No he told them that he takes care of the widows and the orphans Job yeah
ኢዮብ እኮ ብዙ ነገር አድርጓል ልጆቹንም በንጽህና ይዟል ይፈራ ነበር እግዚአብሔርን ምናልባት ደግሞ ወላጅ አልባ ልጆቹንም ረድቶ ሊሆን ይችላል ብዬ ገምታለሁ
He doesn't lust for the young maiden. He behaves himself, you know, he doesn't think bad thoughts. I've done nothing wrong, Job said. I don't deserve this. So after the surgery, I went in the bathroom in the hospital. I shut the door. And I went down on my face on the floor in the hospital. Because it bothered me so that Jesus said Job's complaint.
ተከራክረኛል ያለው ነገር ልቤ እንደነካውና በቃ ተሸነፍኩ ልክ ነጌታ ባልኩ
and I wept on the floor
መሬቱ ላይ በጥይ ተደፍቼ አነባው አለቀስኩ
and I sobbed and I wept
በጣም አለቀስኩ እየደጋገመ አያችሁ አይደል እንዲህ ከውስጤ ሲቃስ የሚተናነቀኝ አለቀስኩ
and the surgeon had said Don't you do anything to break those stitches or you'll be here for 6 months and you won't live.
Doctor demo ndi bulo inebara. Ye qeddo tgana eske 6 wor gije dres ifellgal medan. Selezi ye simetin yeminaka metenfes. Simetin yeminaka arger ust kegebat min tilalle? Timot alle adegal ikefalu bulo inebara. Sacho gumun iyaregu no gebto iyalekesu.
I said God I don't care if I die. If you have a problem with me and my complaint.
ከኔ ጋር ችግር ካለ በመድር አንተ እንዲካስ ችግርኩ በመውጥም አሁን እንዳልከስማማለ ችግር የለብኝም.
I must repent before I die. So I repented of my pride.
ስለዚህ ከተኛነቴ ተናዘዝ
My religious pride.
በሃይማኖት ስለሚቆርበት ሰዎች ተናዘዝ
My arrogance.
ስለመጥፎ ባህሪ ተናዘዝ
And I made the list. I gave him all the things that I thought that I was guilty of. And then I said, "And Lord, if you want to add anything else to the list, I won't complain at all."
እንደው መስጊድያቸው ነበር እነዚህ ነገሮች ሁሉ ማለክሰው ነሳ ሌላ የቀረኝም ነገር ካለ ጌታ ያዘናዘዝ ዝልስ ውስጥ ማጣጣት ያለብኝ ንገረኝ እሱንም ጽፌ እናዘዝልሃለሁ አለ
And then I used my hands to climb back up the wall because I didn't want to climb back up.
ከወደቁበት ከሚያለቅሱበት ከተንበር ለመነሳት ወንም ይዘው ግድግዳ ነገር ፈለኩኝ.
I stood up.
ተነሳ ግድግዳን ተደግፌ.
I went back and got in my bed.
ተነስቼ ወደ ተኛው ወደ መኝታዬ.
I don't know when but I know it was after that that he came and he stood in my bed.
ምን ያሏችሁ? ተኙ ተመልሰው ሄደው ምን እንደሆነ ቋላቅም ብቻ መጣና አፍቴ ቆመ
So maybe if you want to see his face it's good to repent
እንግዲህኛ ነኝ እኔ ያየሁትን ፊት ብታዩ እንዴት ንሳ እንደምትገቡ ለነግራችሁ አልችልም
And his face I have never seen such pain
እንደዛ አይነት በሐዘንና በህመም የተመታ ፊት አላየሁም
His face spoke to me 1,000 words. You see, we didn't speak with words. We spoke some other way. And I said to him, from my face or my soul or something, I said, "Oh Jesus, who did this to you? Did the wicked Gentiles do this?"
And
immediately he communicated back to me, and he had now his face changed from pain to anger. And he said to me, "No, this wound is from the house of a friend." And he said, "I will not put up with it much longer." And when he said that, his face changed to an old-fashioned schoolmaster that he was going to bring a rod of discipline. To the church that is wounding the body of Christ, and it's causing Christ the head pain. I knew that we are hurting him by what we are doing to one another. There was more, but that was all of his face.
Now I said
that to make the point. He had to face the woman, and she had to look at him.
You want
your healing, you want your miracle, then you're going to have to go face to face with the Master.
And
when you face him, he's going to tell you the price. And you will pay.
Amen.
Amen. God bless.
God bless you.